Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMake are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. Get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com is the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. welcome. We have Dr. Betty Martini here. But Dr. Betty, you've sent me a lot of information, not just about aspartame, Splenda, Advantame, but about toxic vaccines. In fact, in the second segment, we're going to get Stephen Fox to talk about Dr. Stoller. Tell us the latest news on your area.
Well, as you know, Stephen Fox also wrote an article I hope you received, because President Trump is now losing his memory, and he can't remember some quotes that he couldn't remember what he said 6 seconds ago. And so he's drinking 12 Diet Cokes a day, and he was researching some of the New York newspapers and even into Canada, which were even quoting me and Dr. Blaylock. And Dr. Blaylock has written a couple of very good articles about the president. And Dr. Roberts, you know, knew him well. I inherited the letters from Trump to him.
Right.
And we still, you know, are not able to get to him. And it's gotten really serious. And, you know, at least by releasing a report through Op-Ed News,
right,
we're hoping people will read it, and somebody somehow can get to him. You know, it can cost him his life.
Let me give you the science behind memory. When you remember, you have to have three phases. First, the first phase is what's called the phase of creating a neural network. In other words, if you don't have the firing of a neural hologramic network, you don't have memory. Second is what's called facilitated transport. You end up with increased levels of neural traffic through specific myelinated and non-myelinated fibers. And the third phase is really simple. You need to have the presence of microtubules. Now, if you don't have... If you just get this myelination, lose your myelin sheath, you lose salutary nerve conduction. If you lose neurotransmitters because of diketopiperazine, methyl alcohol, which damages the synaptic areas, and if you lose your neural ability to actually bioconvert neurotransmitters by making amino acids convert to the tryptase and pyrrolase enzymes, you don't have thought. So you can actually do a quantitative EEG, and if someone is starting to have memory problems, I recommend a couple of neuroscientific tests. One is by a science doctor or a PhD called a quantitative EEG. Second is a T1-weighted MRI to look for myelination delay. And the third is organic acids, say Great Plains Lab, to look at your organic acids and platelet levels of bioamines. These three studies will tell me exactly what's going on in someone's brain and why they're getting demented. Aspartame should be, they should change the name by removing the T from all the diet drinks. They should be called Dicola. Instead of diet, right, should take the tea off and call them Dicola.
Yeah. Well, there is something else that really needs to be discussed so much. I just happened to be in a hematologist office, and I had told the hematologist that aspartame causes all the blood cancers like multiple myeloma and leukemia, and it causes chronic anemia, which is what it gave me when they gave me some drugs that had aspartame in it.
Right.
And a friend of mine crashed his car, didn't even know he had done it, and said the doctor said he had one platelet. Well, I was discussing this with a bunch of nurses and employees at the time, and people were there getting iron, and one woman says, "I have one platelet." And the nurse says, smiled and said, "Yes." And she was sitting there drinking a Diet Coke. And she said, nothing can help me. Nothing has helped me to get well. I said, well, with my friend, 30 days later, his platelets were back normal. And I said, honey, you will never get well as long as you're drinking that Diet Coke, because it causes blood diseases as well as...
I know you like funny names. I've changed the name. Besides Dicola, I call it Formaldicola. Do you like that?
Oh, I like that. Actually, I was telling her about the formaldehyde. She said, I'll never use it again. She said, do you realize if I had not been listening to you for the last 2 hours, I would have never known and never been able to get well? And so Dr. Roberts has written a lot about it. It's some online. All you have to put in there is aspartame and platelets. And she flashed some abbreviations, and I said, drop a cytopenia.
Well, you know, for all the embalming outfits around, all the places where they do the final thing on bodies, I'm going to say a sarcastic thing. How about all you undertakers that are actually Christian, put out a statement, you're going to give people 50% off if they can certify they drink 12 colas a day, because it's going to take 50% less formaldehyde, or maybe none, to embalm. Why not say, look, you got 50% off. If you can certify you're drinking 12 colas a day, you get 50% off your embalming fee when we take your carcass.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you said that, because I was in New York, and I was talking to someone on the chairman of the board of the Anti-Cancer Institute, who was talking to funeral directors, and she told me, they said across the board that they have now reduced embalming 25% because so many bodies have so much formaldehyde in them.
Yeah. Well, I'm good at business. This is another example of I call the dark side of business. People say we're trying to convince you in medical school, you're too smart to be a regular doctor, you didn't need a pathologist. And I'd come back and say, I went into medicine to find a cause of diabetes in living people, not dead. He said, but then all the pathologists know more than all the rest of us, but they don't get into practice what they find for 50 to 100 years. And I said, you know what? I came to be a doctor for the living, not the dead. So what I've developed with my other doctor colleagues around the world is what's called integrative medicine. I do things that other doctors are not trained at all: functional biochemistry, intermediate metabolism, stealth pathogens, quantum biophysics, immunotoxicology. And if I had my way, every medical school in the Western world would have to do 3 more years of medical school training with people like me training them, and they'd have to defend a medical PhD or they wouldn't graduate. If you can't problem solve, what the hell are you doing being an MD or DO? All right? Or nurse practitioner? It's freaking ridiculous. Being able to be a person punching the button saying, here, you can take this toxic drug because I have a license, is ridiculous, isn't it?
Yes, and now that you mention that, you know, I have told some of the doctors, and you would probably be the one to do it. And I know I told Russell, Dr. Blaylock, that what is needed is a medical text for medical students on aspartame disease, because of the fact that it interacts with drugs and it's causing so many things that doctors, and they're busy anyway, have no idea of, and it needs to be taught in medical school so when they get out, they will understand why all these people like this
Doctors are not taught to be problem solvers. You know why? They want standard of care. They want insurance carriers to say, have a fee-for-service. They want state licensing authorities to say, this is what we call standard of care. If you do deviate, and even if you make patients better with less drugs and less surgery or with different types of treatments, you're in violation. They don't want innovative care. They want standard of care. They want non-thinking, pill-pushing maniacs that do procedures because it's a standard operational procedure. Because it makes money, it's a big freaking industry, they don't want people to think. And I got in continuous trouble, even though I use science all the time. I was trained one of the first doctors in North America on MRI scan at Tempe, Arizona back in 1980. So I was the first doctor in Canada trained to read MRIs. I was trained in ultrasound in the 70s with Harvard University. I was trained to do immunotoxicology with Dr. John Whitbury in the mid-70s when I worked at the Sanofi Analysis Lab and Research. What I found out is, even if you're a good scientist and a good technician like me, you get persecuted, because if you have facts, immunotoxicology. In fact, I talked to Dr. Aristo Vujadani a year and a half ago when I was in Vegas, and I said, Aristo, I'll bet if I asked you, I can get you to make a test up, and I'm going to get another lab to do it, to measure an aspartame antibody test. And what we had done back in 1980 is we had antibodies against human serum albumin with 3 markers: formaldehyde, trimethylamine anhydrides, which come from fast-drying paint, and toluene diisocyanate. Toluene diisocyanate from fast-drying paint, and trimethylamine anhydride from diesel fuel. And if you measured their HSA antibodies, it directly paralleled with autoimmune disease, cancer, dementia, abortifacient, everything. And so we could make an aspartame splenda adventame antibody test. And then we dry your blood to say, oh my gosh, you got antibodies against da-da-da-da-da. Human serum albumin, where the aspartame is an adjuvant attached to your cells. human serum albumin. And that test could actually measure precisely how much your immune system was out of kilter to cause cancer, brain damage, abortive fasciitis, or dumb your IQ down, or make you sterile. And people don't get it. We are literally an experiment, and this is, in a sense, we're in like in a cyber cage, and the maniacs are ruling it. They don't want doctors like me to think. I mean, out of 45 years of practice, I got persecuted repeatedly, even for making major discoveries. I was one of the doctors that had calcium, that had magnesium to the ACLS protocol. The first doctor was Dr. Jim Hedgecott to map out pain. I discovered with the head of pathology back in 1980 the diabetics of high insulin. It doesn't matter. Don't talk to me about facts, Dr. Neagle. You're upsetting the apple cart. We don't want your colleagues to talk about the fact that our population is being poisoned not only with aspartame, but Fukushima Daiichi and scalar radiation from cell phones at the side of their head causing multicentric astroglioma. We don't want to hear about the toxic vaccines that get adjuvants that'll cause, you know, a pseudotumor cerebri or autoimmune failure or death, like the Gardasil vaccine that actually changes your genetics. This is frigging evil. And we need to call it that, but you know what? Doctors are so gutless. I remember one doctor about 12 and a half years ago, he said to me in Phoenix, he said, Deagle, I used to think you were a nut. Now I realize you're not. You're a genius and you're dangerous because if I keep doing what you tell me to do, I'm going to lose my license, doc. He actually said that to me in Phoenix. I'm saying, I wanted to slap him and say, you know what? You gutless son of a bitches are the reason why I get persecuted and why the public's dying from toxic medicine and dangerous certified drugs and inappropriate treatments that are not based on logic, science, or evidence. That's the problem. And the fact that our food industry is going nuts is because nobody's supervising the hen house. Nobody's watching while they're putting glyphosate in their food. And now they're being sued, by the way. Bayer Pharmaceutical bought out Mount Satan. They're being sued $2 billion. They're going to be driven out of business. The same way as the tech companies like Facebook and Twitter, they need to be sued out of business. Same thing with Amazon. Amazon is a criminal organization. Amazon should not get away with the way they're killing the retail business in America, and there's no reason for it. We could have hundreds of small little microtech companies doing things like that. What we see going on is it's because no one's supervising the hen house, and the medical system isn't just broken, it's evil. There's no nice thing about it, and the food system in this country is evil. The fact that the pharmaceuticals can take a pill and convert from a pill to a generic and add aspartame or Advantame to make it sweet, so when you chew it, you're frying your brain while you're taking your drug, is evil. There's no nice word for it, is it?
No, it's demonic, actually, what's going
right
on. They're putting more and more aspartame in things that, like it came out the other day, that it's in packaged bread, you know, even whole wheat
bread. Oh, my God.
Salad dressings. I mean, you don't even know what to eat, and everybody around you, you know, is sick, and the chemical hypersensitization has spread. Now CDC says for the first time in 100 years, lifespans are declined.
No surprise. And by the way, that's on the edge of technology. I'm working with thousands of other doctors to extend human lifespan. But you sure as hell can't live longer. You're drinking things that convert to diketiapiperazine, which is in jet fuel, formaldehyde and methyl alcohol to make you blind. You sure as hell can't get well when you're taking glyphosate attached to the gland infection wheat gluten. You sure as hell can't live well if you don't have the minerals in your food to turn on the genes to make your enzymes and proteins. What the hell are they doing? They're killing us. Let's face it, when Rumsfeld disease happened, that's why I call aspartame Rumsfeldlitis. Do you like that, Rumsfeldlitis?
Yes, especially with the itis put on there. You know,
Rumsfeldlitis. Yeah.
So, something interesting I found out, you know, I felt so bad for this poor woman with her one platelet that I was doing some research, you know, just on, like, environmental factors that can cause thrombocytopenia.
Right.
And one of the toxins is toluene methylbenzene. And it was interesting that, you know, while it's used in many industrial processes, it's used in the production of Coca-Cola.
Right.
Did you know that? I mean, it's
all
these different things. It's like what you're saying. There's so many of them that it's very difficult to.
Well, when we come back, I do voices as comedy. I can do a screw tape letters of a a worker at Coca-Cola Corporation putting aspartame and other toxins in, working for Satan.
Yes, Satan. I've been working putting aspartame in the cola. It should be good.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you've purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vincositine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2 Plex Power C Plus and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Hey, we have for a few moments here Stephen Fox. Stephen, you wrote an article in Op-Ed News, I think, about Donald Trump, and also you had some comments about Dr. Stoller. Please tell us about both these issues.
Well, the Dr. Stoller story is really important to me. He and I simultaneously made a presentation in 2004 to the New Mexico Board of Pharmacy. My attempt was to get, you know, the pharmacy board to outlaw or to prohibit, ban any medication in the state of New Mexico that had aspartame. They fumbled for a bit, and then, you know, do we have the power to do this, and do we want to take this on? They finally said yes, and then he was asking them to ban or prohibit medications that had vaccines that had thimerosal, mercury. What a no-brainer. I mean, mercury is one of the most toxic substances in the world to humans, and to put it in shots to give to little babies, you know, it's asking for trouble, and to pretend otherwise.
It's an obscenity.
A genocidal obscenity. But so
right.
Anyway, what happened in the pharmacy board, the big companies, Ajinomoto and the company that owned Kraft, They hired Harvard lawyers, highly placed lawyers in Albuquerque, to come in and threaten the pharmacy board to say, we will sue you individually and we will sue you as a group. And, you know, people, these are volunteer, some of them are pharmacists, many of them were pharmacists. And they, you know, they caved in right away. Well, it was good in a way because it forced us to go, forced me to take it to the Environmental Improvement Board, and then when that, they did the same thing in the Environmental Improvement Board, and then we just said, well, we'll just try it legislatively. But then it was just lobbyists lining up to talk about it. You know, the Restaurant Association, the Grocers Association, Pepsi-Cola, Coca-Cola, Kraft Foods, the Calorie Control Council, the biggest lobbyists. We kept at it for about 3 or 4 years. The biggest lobbyist eventually turned out to be Ajinomoto, which had the most to lose, you know, the biggest stake in the matter.
And by the way, Ajinomoto bought the rights from the original company, which, by the way, I took care of employees in South Carolina back in 1987-88. They were making the primary amount of aspartame, and they had vats, actually, of E. coli, which was a stool bacteria, inserted with the tripeptide genes to make it. Then when the E. coli would poop, in a sense, they would actually centrifuge it down with an electrical centrifuge to separate the tripeptide. And the stuff was so toxic, when I had employees in the emergency, I saw them having restrictive lung disease, cardiac arrhythmias, seizures, organic brain damage. You wouldn't believe all the crap that I had from people working actually in the freaking factory. And they warned me that don't talk to the media. The director of emergency said, if you talk to the media, we're going to fire your ass, Deagle. They actually threatened me before I even had a chance to even say ah or nothing, because I took care of employees and they knew that there were toxic effects of the aspartame factory in South Carolina. And then, of course, it was later moved to Japan. That's where Ajinomoto is. I think they've removed it from Japan. I think Ajinomoto was bought up by China now, isn't it?
No, it's still... Ajinomoto has factories in France, has factories in Iowa.
Yeah, but I think there's a process going on where they're going to expand
Japan.
In China... And China's going to take over either a lot or some of the manufacturing. I heard that's what I heard.
Well, they've got their own manufacturing. And Pakistan, by the way, is the only country in the world that's banned MSG, which is the other neurotoxic food additive that Ajinomoto excels at. But just to get back to Dr. Stoller, I want to say, you know, he basically got harassed out of New Mexico by the Board of Medical Examiners, and he moved to California and opened his hyperbaric chambers. Now, it's a highly oxygenated, high pressure, high temperature, dark room, a dark tub, basically. It's like an enclosed hot tub. And Burr works very well with cerebral palsy and burn victims, as well as his real specialty, which is autism. So he had a hyperbaric chamber practice in both San Francisco and in San Francisco,
right,
in Sacramento. So for the city attorney to come crashing down on him, he'll have a very vigorous defense legally, and don't be surprised if it's a countersuit, because...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. First off, we have basically the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution means our autonomy of our body. Autonomy of our body means states like California can't force you to be vaccinated, even though this Chinese doctor in the legislature in California tried to force them that if you aren't vaccinated, you can't go to school. And they based it on this foolish theory about herd immunity, which is bull. The fact is that these people are nuts and they're evil. And then autism is rising like a maniac. When I went to medical school, we had a conference in 1974, and at that time there was 1 in 4,600 children had autism. Now, the average across America is 1 in 68, and in some districts and towns, it's 1 in 28. And it's predicted in the next 10 years it'll be 1 in 1, 1 in 2 will be autistic or have autism spectrum or Asperger syndrome.
Yes, and Stoller predicted many times that by 2025, at least 1 in 25 will be optimistic. But
right.
I mean, autistic. How in the world can these so-called experts, mitigate or mollify the fact that it's mercury, for God's sake. I mean, it's not just mercury.
It's not just mercury.
Betty,
it's how mercury,
no doubt, has,
it amplifies the immunogenicity of body proteins, toxins, and even stealth pathogens. So we know it's deadly. And in fact, I can do the immunotoxicology on it or even make custom designed tests for it. And people say, well, that's just your opinion. No, it's not. And one thing, as I tell people, I don't give a crap about whether or not you like me, but you are going to freaking respect me, because if you don't, you're going to suffer first, and then you're going to die ugly. You're going to die ugly. Because what's happening as a society, we're experimenting on 327 million guinea pigs here in America, Canada, Europe, Australia, whatever. And these countries are experimenting with everything from glyphosates, but the sweeteners are the worst. Because
Dr. Martini has brought out very clearly, pointed out to me that the MMR, the measles, rubella, and whatever the other one is,
rubella
vaccines have the warning that this product could cause autism, whereas before they vigorously denied it. Now they have a legal out because they say, well, it says right there on the label.
Do you know the reason why? Because the vaccine court is about to lose its power. See, we set up years ago the vaccine court, and it literally shielded vaccine companies because the big drug companies had so much cost to actually launch a drug. They decided, hey, we'll get into vaccines. These vaccine companies are making buco bucks. Look at the people who make Gardasil and all these other vaccines. And then I see these idiots on Fox News trying to push vaccines. I saw this woman on the other day. All these illegals are coming and bringing disease. They should just be vaccinated. Do they think they can vaccinate away Zika virus and other diseases? Are they nuts? Or syphilis? They're nuts.
Well,
it's not going to stop. It's stupid.
Nuts
and stupid. And you know what? They have to understand all a vaccine, if it did work, would create an antibody so your immune cells could find and kill the pathogen. That's it.
Yes.
They don't kill anything. And the problem is, when it creates antibodies, it also creates antibodies against body proteins and body cells. And when you have changed the genetics, like Gardasil, it actually makes your body make the new genetics of the antigen. It's nuts.
So the final thing you asked me about was the dementia in the White House. Betty, Dr. Martini, and Russell Blaylock long ago pointed out that if this is true, that a man's drinking 12 Diet Cokes a day, that dementia is inevitable. It's not a political editorial. It's just a medical fact.
Yeah, right. So in other words, he's going to get Trumpheimer's disease.
Well, call it what you wish. That's pretty good. That's a good one. But it's so sad to me that this is going on at this level of government, and decisions are being made, and the whole big flap about Meghan Markle, was she nasty? He denied saying it, but it's recorded. He doesn't remember.
There's early signs. I made up when I went to residency a mini mental status evaluation set of about 20 questions you can ask someone to determine if they've got organic brain damage or serious neural pathway problems. And already, Trump is already demonstrating a number of them to indicate to me he's starting to show signs of organic brain dysfunction.
Yes. Well, I have to I have to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Just 1 second, please.
So Dr. Stoller is probably going to file a countersuit then, right?
120. Yes. I mean, he's obliged to. I mean, not just to protect himself, but protect the privacy.
Well, I want you to give an update. I'd like to get to your whatever articles. You have my email. Send them directly. I'll post links up so they can go to Op-Ed News. I want to get this information through to Donald Trump. The man needs you and me and other people like Betty Martini to be his Samuel counsel.
I'm afraid to take that on because it's too volatile.
No, you don't need to take it on. I'll take it on.
Powers of repression. You do it.
I'm very nervy. I'm the most vicious, nervy, crazy-ass SOB you'll ever cross. And by the way, if they try to threaten me, they'll be better off if the devil himself was after them rather than Deagle. I'm not exactly Mr. Passive. You know that, right?
Yeah. Well,
if they want to mess with Deagle, you're messing with somebody that's serious.
Well, you know, you remember back when Nixon, when anybody made him mad, he did the IRS that show up 3 days later to do a audit. And I don't know, so I haven't heard of Donald Trump doing this. Mostly it's just invective and angry commentaries and illogical things. But
responding on Twitter doesn't fix anything, right?
The 25th Amendment is viable, and he could be heading toward being considered incapacitated. So thank you so much for having me on.
If he doesn't remember Markle, that's a pretty big deal because she really insulted him, and if he didn't remember insulting her back, not good.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he didn't remember the fact that it was filmed. So,
oh, really?
Okay, thanks a lot. Talk to you all later.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks a lot, Stephen. So, Betty, that's not good. If we're seeing these kind of signs with Trump, that means he's starting to show signs of chronic stress, chronic aspartame poisoning, chronic neural pathway disruption. If I could actually do the proper investigations of the man, which, by the way, his own knucklehead doctors won't, he might think, I have the best doctors in America. Yeah. You got the breast Supreme bombers. Why don't we change their jacket from white to light green? Because they're not MDs, they're PEs, pre and bombers. Okay? They're getting his body ready to be dressed for the coffin, okay? And people say, oh, that can't be Dr. Deagle. I said, you know what? As a physician, I went into medicine originally because my grandfather was dying of diabetes. I was already ready to be a professor of oceanography by 21, and I would have been a tenured professor by 28. I went into medicine, and my professor, Dr. Robert Brown, said, when you go into medicine, you're going to deal with serial killers, idiots, psychotics, and maniacs. Now, when I rescued a baby from late-term abortion, the abortionist tried to drive a scalpel into my neck in the operating room. If you don't know the crap that Deagle's been through, but guess what? I'm a tough SOB. You want to cross Deagle? You're not going to like what's going to happen. Medical, legally, or violence. And I can visit violence on you psychically and otherwise. You can't imagine what I will do to you. And that's why I want people to understand we need to get the truth to the people because, Betty, this is the end of the human race. If it doesn't go with a nuclear war or chemical, biological, or super plague or a coronal mass ejection, right, or a solar max, it's going to go up with aspartame, isn't it? It's going to go up with toxic sweeteners. Yeah.
I believe it's the plague of the end. And, you know, the actual study that when I sent you on brain transmitters says that it's contributing to the end of humanity. So, I mean, it's a known thing. As far as Trump is concerned, if you remember when they gave me drugs that had aspartame and I didn't know it, and I can remember, and this is what's happening to Trump, is that one of the things that it causes and why he says things, you know, he's doing an incredible job, but you get brain fog and you can't think, you can't remember. And this is why, you know, even the Enquirer wrote Terror in the Skies because pilots are crashing their planes.
Did you know that I was an civil aviation examiner and they were told not ever to drink aspartame? Did you know that?
Yeah,
my pilots.
Yeah.
Because it caused blackout or whiteout, and they're told not to use aspartame because it would lose their control of an aircraft in low cockpit pressure. Did you know that?
Yes, I have people on the list from the FAA, and they, on the side, they warn them, all pilots.
Cardiovasc is a seven synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian that balances the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And we're back. I have that article, by the way, Dr. Betty. It says, inevitable aspartame dementia in White House will worsen. This is an article that Stephen Fox put together in Op-Ed News, and he put it together. Poisoning symptoms, according to the FDA, aspartame, carcinogen aspartame causing birth defects, etc. Stephen Fox from Mission Possible, New Mexico. Of course, that's where he is. People need to understand what's going on here. It's pretty damn devilish. And the powers that be are not ignorant. They are devilishly evil. They know this stuff. In fact, when aspartame was first being approved, they already knew it was dangerous, didn't they? And they proceeded anyway, didn't they?
Well, actually, you know, back then, you know, they call it the old FDA and the new FDA. Back then, the FDA were just heroes. They first tried to indict G.D. Searle for fraud. And then they set up a task force, and the task force said that you couldn't accept anything that they said, and right. that a lot of the things they had kept out. The task force was so strong against aspartame that G.D. Searle actually filed suit in order to get them to take it away from public view about the task force, so nobody would ever read it. And the judge had agreed with it. I mean, this is just how bad things are. Then they revoked the petition for approval. So they did everything they could to stop it. And it brings up a very good point, because finally, Dr. Oney got so upset, he says, okay, enough of this fraud. You're going to do studies in my lab so I can watch it. And what he found out was that aspartame caused such bad brain damage. And he thought that it wouldn't therefore be approved. And I'm not sure how much he knew about Rumsfeld, but what happened was the G.D. Searle never submitted those studies to the FDA, Oney said. But then, after it was all over and Rumsfeld got his way, and it's now called Rumsfeld's plague, the FDA said, look, there's one thing we will do. We will make sure that no child ever gets aspartame in their mouth, ever. And then they started putting it in things even like tempera. Right. And one of the articles I sent you was titled, Are Artificial Sweeteners Putting Kids at Risk for Asthma?
Right.
Well, in Dr. Roberts' book, you know, it says aspartame is escalating asthma, but the worst thing is they're putting it in the drugs that are used for asthma, like Singulair.
Right.
And I've had mother after mother call me and say, what do I do to find a doctor or somebody who can get help for my child from a drug that does not have aspartame in it? And that's what's happening. That is so bad, why people are so sick, because it's going to interact with their drugs. And so you just have to stay away from them. It's the only way. And you heard what Stephen was saying about the vaccines. So you've got the vaccines that are causing autism. And incidentally, one of the videos I sent you had the label showing all the diseases that the vaccine could cause, and listening to some sort of Congress, and they were denying the very things that the manufacturer had said themselves. And this is really insane. So the children can get autism from vaccines, and they can get autism from aspartame. And I've sent you in the past the last chapter in Dr. Monty's book,
right,
Why Science Sweets the Sweetener Kills, a whole chapter on how aspartame causes autism in children. And it's a horrible, horrible thing.
Yeah, I think one of the articles you sent me recently was published on January 25th, 2012, called Aspartame Soda Poison for Your Kids, right?
Yes. And they brought it up to date and republished it. And it's a very strong article because it's just destroying the brains of our children. So that, as I talked to one student, she said people in school are weird. They're doing crazy things. And it reminds me of the fact that a doctor called me from the Dominican Republic, and this is in Dr. Roberts' medical text, Aspartame Disease and Ignored Epidemic, where he took 360 children and changed their diet off of milk because they thought that the children would become diabetic, and put them on aspartame fruit juice, and almost all of them had reactions. And that's when he called me and told me about it, and I said, well, for goodness sakes, get them off of it. And he called me back the next week, and he said 4 days afterwards, they all reverted back to normal.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, so nobody in their right mind would do a study on children and aspartame to harm them like that. But done in error, it just shows you why there's, you know, having so many behavioral problems.
Right.
And, of course, the last study shows depleting serotonin 74%. That's really insane. So now, you know, we need to help President Trump.
But they're also co-toxins with 5G network cell phones and smart meters. And so they are also co-toxic with glyphosates attaching to gliadin fraction wheat gluten and other pesticides. For example, when they spray for Zika virus, what I discovered is the Zika virus wasn't causing the microcephaly in Brazil. It was the pesticides they were spraying or in the areas they thought the virus was spread. So the pesticides were causing microcephaly. This is really bad,
yes,
isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and when you think of insecticides, you think of Splenda, which I found on a website still being, the sucralose being sold as insecticide, and it was developed by an insecticide researcher.
Really?
And I know Dr. James Bowen said, you know, if they go from aspartame to sucralose, you know, they're going to keep the reactions from the aspartame and pick up those from the sucralose. And it's got all this chlorine in it. So you're right. From so many different toxins and GMO and all these different things, you know, you wonder just how long can humanity exist?
Not much. Not much longer. We're pretty close to being done. You know, they say, remember they used to say, put a fork in it or put one of those little broomsticklet things in it to see if it's done, or if you have a little probe to measure the center of your turkey to see if it's cooked. We're just about done, aren't we?
Yes, I'm afraid so. And I've spent so many years. But the thing of it is, it's so sad, is that the people that could make a difference refuse to make a difference.
They're not stupid, though. They're gutless and they're evil is what they are.
Yes, exactly. That's the whole point. So, you know, if the FDA, instead of a few brave souls riding Obama, they should have told the world what they told him, that, you know, they were broken, corrupt. I mean, what imbecile back in the 1990s decided that Big Pharma should fund FDA. They should have known that they'd become a customer and control the FDA. And that's what's going on right now.
Well,
I wrote an in-depth article against all their propaganda, using everything, including their own records. And I wrote the other day and got a note back from them today. I said, why do you not answer me? I answered all this about the propaganda. They turned around and answered me today with the same propaganda. So
really?
It's like, yes, it's like.
Let me give you a 2-minute screw tape letters.
Dear Satan, we're operating the federal death agency that used to call the FDA. They're working very nicely with these toxic pesticides, vaccines, and the glory of all is artificial sweeteners, so they're having sweet death. Isn't it wonderful, Satan, that we're killing the children, frying their little beautiful brains, and making their seniors and their leaders, like Trump, get Trumpheimers? We are so pleased with ourselves. They're all really bad, but the glory of all is toxic sweetener, Satan.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, my minion. You have done great in the sight of evil. That's what they're doing.
That's what they're doing. You know, I wrote a short, very short poem about it. I'd like to read it. And it's called The Chemist and the Stockbroker. And it says, the chemist and the stockbroker were walking hand in hand. They wept like anything to see pure food throughout the land. If this were only synthesized, they said it would be grand. If 7 plants with 7 vats bought it for half a year, do you suppose, the chemist said, that they could make it queer? Hydrogenated vegetable oils, chlorinated hydrocarbons in our soils, organophosphates on romaine, formaldehyde to fry your brain, nutritoxic NutraSweet and 14,000 foods you eat, monosodium glutamate. You say that you're often sick. It's chemicals that do the trick. That's what we're dealing with.
Yeah, I call the company, instead of Monsanto, I call them Mount Satan. Do you like that?
Yes, yes. In fact, everybody likes that so much, and they're still being used. It's still being called that. It's, I mean, everybody knows how bad they are. I mean, everything, so many of the things.
But now they're
made,
being bought up by
like
Bayer.
Agent
by the way,
Orange.
Bayer made the actual chemicals for Zyklon for the death chambers and the Holocaust. Did you know that?
Well, I not only know that, but having talked to somebody who was at Berlin when the wall came down, that they got the aspartame file from the German police, and they were using it in Nazi concentration camps. And that's why you see all these articles, like from Alex Constantine, about it being a biochemical warfare weapon.
Right, and also in abortive fashion. They give it to young women and they were pregnant, they were working in the work camps, to abort them.
I know, and she said she remembered in the file that it said this is great for depopulation because it causes infertility, which, you know, it does because it's an endocrine disrupting agent.
Right.
So no matter how you look, you can't hardly find anything that's as poison as aspartame.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to affect everything. And I just hope people would just keep forwarding the information we keep putting. I want to give the website, www.mpwhi.com, Mission Possible World Health International. And you'll see actually the Board of Inquiry there that revoked the petition for approval, the congressional records, the actual FDA report of 92 symptoms. How can you take something that shows everything from 4 types of seizures to stroke and death and all these different areas and diseases and blindness, and then have the FDA say, oh, it's certainly safe?
No. Yeah, they're lying through their demonically crooked teeth. How's that?
Absolutely correct.
Amazing.
Lie and deny. They made up buttons like that.
Yeah, this is not science. This is not even scientific. This is evil. Live backwards, evil. Right from the bowels of the guts of Satan himself. My God.